Yes, it's Monday. I want to start off by talking about one of the biggest scams in New York right now, dude. You know what it is? It's the pickup laundry people. Okay? I don't know how much they're charging per pound, but this laundry that I got done, like I just sent it out. I looked on my phone because I was like, doing laundry is just such a jam. Like any other time, I would just go to my mom's apartment to do it. But I don't want to wait in those freaking, those machines. It takes too long. You really know how well somebody's doing if they have a dishwasher, not like me being a dishwasher, like scrubbing in the sink. I'm talking about dishwasher. You put your plates, you put your forks and knives in a thing, and then it goes zzz, 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 and then it's all clean, and a laundry machine. Okay, that's how you can tell somebody in New York City is doing very well. But anyway, I looked on like the apps on my phone. I found this company that has like a few good reviews, but there's no way that this bag. So I guess it slightly makes sense, which I will say, but like paying $44 for 25 pounds of laundry to be washed, and like 25 pounds for me, I guess, was like 3 weeks. I got to start washing my clothes in in the tub. You know what I mean? Just like run down that cold water, but that just takes way too much time. I miss, you know, like 75 years ago when people were hanging out on a line. That looked dope. I don't know if that would really work today. Your clothes would just get frozen or something like that, but whatever. Not a good deal. I got to figure out what do you guys do for laundry? I don't know. If you live in New York or like you have a machine in your apartment, that's the move. You know what's crazy about the weather in New York? It's like it's so unpredictable to the point where, you know, like for tax purposes, people will go down to Florida or they'll go to Texas or a place like Nashville to avoid the state tax. If you start January 1st in Florida, you got to be down there till July 1st, which is not a good thing. But I don't know. I'm already thinking about avoiding taxes. Yes, as I complain about putting my clothes in the laundry. But I guess that's the price you pay for living in New York. Am I right? Okay, new addiction alert. I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but I'm addicted to seltzer. Okay? And you just can't walk around with a 2-liter thing. This is not 2 liters, but I'm just saying. You can't walk around with a 2-liter bottle of seltzer. You know what I mean? People will just look at you weird. I wish we could just make bubbles normal again. Okay? That's all I'm saying, man. Seltzer easily my favorite drink. Because now, like, I drink probably once every 2 months, something like that, a special occasion, you know? It's just like, I never feel good after drinking. I feel good for like an hour and a half. It depends on how many drinks I have, but like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, besides like the 2 or 3 drinks that I have every 2 months, I don't feel like I need to drink. I feel like also people probably adapt differently to drinking, just like I kind of do with some mug of weed. You know, I just feel a lot better if I do that instead of drinking. You know what I mean? But like, I used to be a massive drinker. I was like a huge bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning, maybe even hit McDonald's, dude. There was probably I'd say like 6 years of my life post my tennis career, which was like age 21 to 27, where I was just not that healthy. Like drinking too much, eating whatever I wanted, fast food. And I felt like just because I was thin, I could just like kind of pull it off. But I had so many injuries and ailments, and I thought I had fibromyalgia for 2 years. This is not even a joke. For those of you who've never even heard of fibromyalgia, or maybe you're familiar with it, it's basically like you just have pains all over your body. That's what it is. It's nothing specific, but I just started getting like legit insanely excruciating pains. Like some nights I couldn't even sleep. I would call my dad. I'd be like, "Dad, I don't know what's wrong with me." Just because like I would get injured from doing nothing. I'd just be sitting around, and then like my lower back hurt, or my shoulder hurt, or my freaking groin. It was whack. I don't want to say it was all because of diet, but like the diet definitely didn't help. You know what I mean? Eating all that processed food. And I think like if you are eating extraordinarily unhealthy and then you start to eat a little bit healthier, you'll start to notice the differences right away. That's kind of like if you never work out and then you work out twice a week, your body's going to change pretty quick. And that's what I will say that's been good about working out. And I also, like, I focus on intermittent fasting, as they say. So right now it is, what is it? It's 2:02 p.m. and I haven't eaten yet today. I probably stopped eating at like 10:30 last night. So I'm hour like 15 of the fast, but I'll probably eat after this podcast. But I'm only really eating like two or sometimes once a day. And I just feel like even when I'm doing anything, if like I'm editing a pod, doing a pod, vlog, or anything, if I had eaten right before, I just don't feel as sharp. Maybe like my mind does feel good, but like the words just don't come out of my mouth as quickly. And like my thoughts don't process well to my language, you know? I don't know, maybe that's just me. Today has been a great day though for my nails. I'll tell you that, for those of you who have listened to the pod before or have heard me complain about my addictions, biting my nails is definitely one of them. And like even at the gym today, bro, I was so good. I was like, don't pick it, don't eat it. I think the key is just to watch these thumbs. You know, like, because if you have the other four fingers on your hand, eight fingers right here, it's harder to pick your nails when you don't have your thumbs. You know what I mean? So I think that's something that could help. I've never really done that, but I'm just realizing now after 30 years of biting my nails that could help me prevent it. Just because even if I'm not biting it, it takes a lot for me not to pick it. Ooh. Seltzer's got to be my favorite drink, and it's very dope that there's no calories in seltzer. You know, you just get that bubbly water. By the way, shout out to Julio, my boy, told me the other day that there's a difference between club soda and sparkling water. Did you guys know this? The difference between club soda and sparkling water is that sparkling water loses its bubbles if there's alcohol blended in it, and club soda keeps its bubbles and fermentation when there's alcohol put in that. And I had no idea, you know? And like anytime I go to a bar, I'm like, can I just have sparkling water out of the gun? And most places, if they have a gun, I wonder if that is even, if it's sparkling water or club soda. That's something I don't know. Like I can't even taste the difference. And it's my favorite drink. By the way, this is not an ad, but vintage seltzer stuff slaps. You can buy it for like a dollar at your local grocery store if you enjoy that sort of thing. What a lost art. Wow. By the way, right? Shopping for groceries. You guys still do that? I feel like that would actually be, that's a good activity to do with your significant other. You know, like you go to the grocery store for an hour. You're like, oh, babe, should we get these? Like, oh my God, yeah, I love plantains. Oh yeah, so delicious, blah, this and that. But like being a single guy, man, like, I'm not going to the grocery store with my little hand in my little forearm in the basket. You guys know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm not pushing the basket. Too stressful, dude. Too many options. I just like ordering what I had previously. And also, chickpeas and beans in a can is my number one favorite. I shouldn't say favorite. It's probably my number one go-to vegan meal, which is crazy. People ask me, oh, Ted, what's your favorite vegan meal? I literally take a can of beans, can of chickpeas, and I just, whoosh, put it into a bowl. I wash the beans. I wash my chickpeas also, and I'll just lather in hot sauce. And that's like probably the healthiest lunch you can have as a vegan. You know, people are like, oh, where do you get your protein? Why don't you look at the stats on the back of those chickpeas and beans? Got some good stats there. And I always feel good after I eat that. You know what I mean? Obviously that there are other times where I'd like to eat like a more fulfilling lunch or for more fulfilling dinner. We're talking that avocado, aka guacamole, with the rice and the beans included, lettuce, such things like that. But I usually have been keeping it pretty healthy, man. Bop, bop. Here I am. I'm over here. You know what's crazy about the news? And I mean, the news has always been this way. They want to get people to read the article, right? Like the headline has got to be something dramatic, like 14 killed and murder-suicide in Iowa, right? So people are generally drawn to those sort of headlines. But I feel like anytime you look at the news or you read the news or you watch news on TV from any of these networks, it's never really like good news, right? Like the only time I'm seeing good news now is if I'm scrolling TikTok because my algo knows what's good. My algo knows that some of the news that I might like is, oh, 16-year-old kid farting a lot in Walmart and making customers laugh. You know, like that's the kind of news I want to see, bro. I don't miss the days where I would sit around the TV with my mom and my dad, and almost every single story, my dad would be like, oh my God. And it's like Lester Holt or whoever it was, 25 years ago, Peter Jennings. It's like, dun, today, it was, this guy was not alive. Dun. It's just so dramatic. Is a big news outlet going to buy into one of these companies and then freaking start putting their stories down our throats? I don't know. Do they have the cash? Do they have the capital to do that? That's an interesting thought, man. I don't know if I've ever thought about it like that. Right? Like they've been losing control since, I guess, ever since the pandemic came around, right? Also, where is Fauci? Where's the guy? Okay. Is he just lounging in the Bahamas with fresh 500 mil? Where is this guy? For the most part, came out of the blue. Yes, he had done many congressional hearings before speaking in front of the Senate and Congress, as they say, but where is he? No paparazzi has seen him in Starbucks wearing a mask or something. Where is this dude? How did we lose that? Where is he? And that first seltzer of the day, man. That's what really slaps. Hits the back of the throat. You guys know what I mean. This beautiful glass table I got here. You know, I have to wipe this thing down like every single day. Granted, I do get food on it quite a bit, but having a glass table, I didn't even realize, just gets so dirty, man. And in the corner over here, you guys can see I have a little trash chute, but when I keep this window open, all the shenaniganery just gets into the apartment. But, you know, I try my best to keep it clean. And keeping the apartment clean is easy when it's just you and you clean up after yourself, but I can imagine if you guys have some significant others, boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're not keeping it clean, that would be annoying. I think that's got to be one thing that a lot of couples have an issue with, right? Is the cleanliness of the other person, which I can understand. Like, I had a roommate where we shared a bathroom, and the most annoying part was that every time he shaved, which was like every third day, whatever, you have to shave for your job, I understand. There was hair on the sink. I'm like, bro, it takes 5 seconds for you to take a wet tissue paper, toilet paper, whatever it is, and clean off the hair off the sink. You know, nobody wants to see like little freaking hairlets all over the place. Even chicks, man. I bet that's the case too. Or guys, if your girl is in the shower, you know, just trimming up the freaking happy trail down there. Like, yeah, you don't want anyone's hair in the mix, dude. It's weird. That's just one thing that I'm thinking, man. And then also changing your sheets. It ain't so easy when you're single. Okay. Not saying that I don't change my sheets, but it's not happening every week, all right? I ain't got the time for that. I ain't got 30 minutes to be changing my sheets every week, man. And we all know that once you get those three corners popped in, that fourth corner keeps popping up. Have I eaten a granola bar over the trash while being single? Yes. Yes. It's a lot easier to complete household tasks when you got a partner, like I was saying, going back to the beginning, like grocery shopping. That's easier when there's somebody with you. A lot easier to do that. So what I'm saying is I'm taking GF applications. So send in your applications, TedJonesWorld@gmail.com. But seriously, on a serious note, that's what my gym teacher used to always say, Warren. He goes, but Ted, on a serious note, athletic, but you got to focus, man. On a serious note. Shout out Warren and Pierre, man. Those are good kids. I mean, they weren't kids. They were like 35 years old when I was 11. They were dope. The time is approaching. About, I guess it'll be around 5 months. In a week or so, we have the 5th annual Ted Jones World Vegan Hot Dog Eating Contest. Location TBD, but it will be on July 3rd, July 4th. We're figuring everything out. So if you guys would like to compete, you want to get an early entry in, shoot that email, TedJonesWorld@gmail.com. It is absolutely free to enter, and we're going to have around 10 to 12 competitors this time. It's going to be a freaking movie. You guys can bet that. Here is the last one that we did, so you guys can imagine it's going to be a literal storyboard movie. We always have a great time at the vegan hot dog eating contest, and some people ask, like, Ted, why do you do vegan hot dog eating contests? And I say, why not? Okay? And everybody already does the regular hot dog eating contest. The regular hot dog eating contest should be a vegan hot dog eating contest. Yeah? Suck down those vegan wieners. Because those are the best kind of wieners. You know what I'm saying? The last 2 weeks I've just been going, you know what I'm saying? Even on stage, dude, I'm like, all right. I need to chill. I don't know why it sounds like I am running out of breath when I say that. And yes, I just turned into a robot. AI is approaching. 2024, Ted Jones the robot. AI Ted Jones, man. Damn. So like this, I guess like, I don't know if this episode really had like a standard sit through one topic. Yesterday was the final, the Australian Open final, which happened to be Medvedev versus Sinner. And you know what? I'm making a blind prediction here. We're taking Sinner in four sets. Can you imagine I'm right? That'd be very dope if I'm right. Well, we'll check the score right here. Or actually, by the time I edit this and I put it out, score has already happened. But hey, you guys will see. You guys will see if I'm right. But I got Jannik Sinner in four sets. All right? Tennis over pickleball. Guys, I'm Ted Jones. Thanks so much for listening to the Ted Jones World Podcast. Come see me do stand-up. And we'll see you next time. Peace.